ויען דף תזיין עמד בייס דברי שלום באמס. It says in the Megillah, דברי שלום באמס, עומר רבי תנחום ועומרי לו עומר רבי אסי ולמד שצריך סירטות כעמיתה של תאיר. And the Megillah needs סירטות, that the lines have to be, there have to be lines in the Megillah that the tavis of the Megillah should be written underneath them. Kamita shel Torah. The lines engraved, etched into the Megillah. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Kamita shel Torah, Kesefer Torah Atma. Just like Sefer Torah needs Sirtot. Sirtot, Allah Elamashim Sinai. So when we learn out, taste this, Kamita shel Torah. They were shown the names. Rabbi Kevega and Gilyan Ashas is Mitzayim to look into Taisvis Menachis, Taisvis Menachis of Lamed Beis Amed Beis. I'd like just to say over a few minutes what Taisvis asks on Rashi. There's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis, and the Briskei Rav, Chiddush HaGriz, wants to explain Shitas Rashi. Taisvis Menachis of Lamed Beis Amed Beis asks Akashe. The Gemara says further, Daf Yutes, Megillah Nikreis Sefer. Megillah is called a Sefer, and it has Ilche Sefer Torah. Shim Tofro Bechute Pishtam Psula, just like a Sefer Torah, if it was sewn together with threads of linen, it's possible, you need Gidim. So Megillah also is possible if it's Tofra Bechutei Pishto. So Taisves Akasha, so since we learn out from Sefer Torah that it has Hilcha Sefer Torah, so let us learn out from the word Sefer that it needs Sirtot, like a Sefer Torah needs Sirtot, so this also needs Sirtot. That's why we need a new drosha of Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. So because of this Kasha, so Taisvis is Machadish as follows. That a Sefer Torah does not need Sirtut. So Mameli kills Mameli's Fa'emphat the Kasha, that's why you can't learn out from Sefer Torah. And Divrei Shalom Ve'emes means that Emes, a Kamite Shal Torah, means Mezuzah. Because Ika Kabbalah Seu Malcha Shemayim is in the Mezuzah. A mezuzah needs sirtut alocha l'maishim b'sinai. So we learn out Megillah from mezuzah that divrei shalom v'emes kamite shel Torah. That's Chitas HaTaisvus. The Briskei Rav brings down the Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam, when he speaks about a Megillah, so he says as follows. Ein kaisvin es ha-Megillah ela bidyoi al ha-gvil oy al ha-klav kesefer Torah. Bein itveres ala begidim, kesefer Torah. It's verkehrt, that here's Hilche Sefer Torah. Utzricha sirtot ke Torah atzma. So he says, from the Rambam, you see two things. Number one, you see that he holds like Rashi, not like Taisvus. Taisvus says Torah does not need sirtot. And you learn out Megillah from Mezuzah. And here the Rambam says, like Rashi, Tzricha Sirtot Ketayra Atzma. But he says, it's very interesting how the Rambam puts down these aloches. When he says, with what type of ink the Megillah should be written, on what type of a material it should be written, or how it should be sewn together, so there he mentions Kisefer Torah, and Kaisven as a Megillah el Abidyoi, al Hagvil, al Aklaf, Kisefer Torah. Ve'ena Nitveres el Abigidim, Kisefer Torah. That's a din in Sefer Torah. Utzricha Sirtut, Ketoira Atzma. When he says you need Sirtut, so that's Ketoira Atzma. He doesn't say Kisefer Torah. So he says, we see from the Rambam, that what a Sefer Torah needs sirtut, that is not midine ha-sefer. That means there are two halachas in a sefer Torah. One halacha is hilchas sefer, that the certain things which give it a shame sefer, it has to be klaf, it has to be dyoy, it has to be tofu begidim. That's hilchas sefer. And God, we learn out Megillah from that. But that what a sefer Torah needs, that what a sefer Torah needs sirto, that is not a din in sefer, that is a din in divrei Torah. That divrei Torah nichtoven al yedei sirto. That's a din, that's how divrei Torah has to be written. It's a din how divrei Torah has to be written. So memeila, so now we have to know, so that I would know that a Megillah is called a sefer. So good, it's a sefer, so it needs klaf, it needs dyoy, it needs for begidim, but it wouldn't need sirtut, because sirtus are then in divrei Torah. So it says, divrei shalom ve'emes, that the dvarim of the Megillah are divrei emes, kamita shal Torah. And he brings a raya from a lashon of a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says as follows, Nema kan divrei sholem ve'emes, v'nema laholon emes k'nei v'al timker. So emes is going on teire. Harei hi kamite shol teire. Mazu tzricho sirtut, avzu tzricho sirtut. Mazu nitno lehidorish, avzu nitno lehidorish. So the Yerushalmi brings two distinct halachas that we learn out from divrei sholem ve'emes. So what is the second halacha? The second halacha is that just like divrei Torah is nitin lidorish, so divrei shalom ve'emes is also nitin lidorish. So that's zicha halacha in the dvorim, that these dvorim are nitin lidorish. And so the first halacha, mazu tzricha sirtut, avzu tzricha sirtut, is also halacha in the dvorim, that it's divrei emes, and that's a seder. How divrei Torah is nichtav, it's nichtav al yedei sirtut. So kaponim, he wants to say that Rashi also holds like the Rambam. Bifem for Tosfos Kashna, the lashon of Rashi is a little schwer, because kamita shel Torah kesefer Torah atzmo, l'chayre, according to the Briskei Rov, is kedivrei Torah atzmo, would be more geshmak if Rashi would say this. Let us go further. Umaymer Esther Kiyam. Maymer Esther in Divrei Atzoymois Loi. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Ochi Koma. Divrei Atzoymois Umaymer Esther Kiyam. Divrei Hapurim Ha'ilu. Now, what is Pshat in this Gemara? So, the Marsha explains as follows. That if you look at the pasuk, Umaymer Esther Kiyam Divrei Hapurim Ha'ele V'Nichtav B'Seifa. So what does this mean? So Rashi in the Megillah says, Umaymer Esther Kiyam Esther Biksha Me'eis Chachmei Hador L'Kovo V'Lichtei V'Seifer Zeh Im Sha'ar HaKsuvim. That means there was a request from Esther that this should be, the Megillah should be one of the Chov Dalet Ksuvim. V'nichtav b'seifer. In fact, v'nichtav b'seifer had a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Pasuk. So the Marsha says, that's beautiful, but the whole thing is very sosum. That means there's no remez in the Megillah that there was such a request from Esther to the Chachomim that it should be Kisvei HaKodesh. After we know of it, so now it fits into the Pasuk, but it is the Pashta Dikra, without being aware of this request, so Pashta Dikra, we don't know of such a Maima. So how does one learn Pshat in the Pasuk differently? So one learns Pshat and Pasuk differently, Umamar Esther Kiyam Divrei Hapurim Eile. So one would learn as follows, that the Bakoshe of Esther, the Hishtadlis of Esther, that she requested the Machashverosh, Kiyam divrei apurim eilo. That's what's brought about the whole Purim. That's how you can learn Shavim Pusik. So the Gemara Samaritan Kash, it was only her Hishtablus. The Hatzlocha did not work through anyone, that there was Tzaymis, there was the Zakosim, the Tvilis of, it was the Maima. So the Gemara says, looks of course, so the Gemara says that the previous Pusik ends, Divrei HaTzaymis V'Zakosim, U Maima Estakiyim. So the Gemara says, it's a pshat in the Pusik is, Divrei HaTzaymis V'Zakosim, U Maima Estakiyim, Divrei HaPurim Heilof. Okay, that's how you're supposed to learn pshat in the Pusik. That's how the Marsha says pshat in this Gemara. Yeah. Kimotrei ha-Yehudi Mishne la-Melech ha-Chashveresh v'Godel la-Yehudim v'Rotzi l'Roiv Echov. He was Rotzi l'Roiv Echov. L'Roiv Echov v'Loi l'Chol Echov. Milamed she-Pirshu mimenu Mikza Sanhedrin. That the Mitzas of the Sanhedrin were Pirish from Motrei. Omar Rav Yosef Godel Talmud Torah Yoser mi-Atzolos Nefoshes. The Mikore Choshev Lei Lamodchai Boser Dalit. Talmud Torah is greater than Atzolos Nefoshes. Before Mordchai was the fourth one, Lepsoif Boser Chamish. And now he's the fifth one. Mikore Tziv Asheboim Zerubovel. Maybe after the fourth or after the fifth, so it's the sixth and fifth. Ashebo im Zerubovel, Yeshua, Nehemje, Seroyo, Raolyo, Stolchemut Zerubovel, so Mordchai, so he's the fifth over here. Zerubovel, Yeshua, Nehemje, Seroyo, Raolyo, so he's the sixth, he's after the, Bilshon. No, one second. Ashebo im Zerubovel, Yeshua, Nehemje, Seroyo, Raolyo, Mordechai. So if you don't catch me with this, what's Reba? Without Zerubbabel, he's the fifth, Mordechai Bilshon. Rebisayv Ksiv, Aboim im Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nechemye, Azarye, Ramyo, Nachmoni, Mordechai Bilshon. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Divrei Atzimis, Zakosim, Amayim, Arestek, Kach Smuchim, Amikrois. Shepirshu mimenu, so mitzvah Sanhedrin spirshu mimenu lefi shebitul midivrei teire, v'nichnas lesror, he was mavat midivrei teire, and he got into politics, he was a mishnah lemelech. So pirshu mimenu. Be'ikore bimei koirish, k'she'or lezrubovu min ha-goylo, the first time when Zerubovu went up min ha-goylo, that was bimei koirish orishe, umot chayimoy. Let's see the Bach, the side, the Gisela says, Benimnu, Besefer Ezra, Manu, La'achet, Dalet, Anoshim. Lebesoif, Kshenimnu, Minyin, Sheini, La'acher, Shenivna, Habayis, Besefer Ezra, Chob, Dalet, Shonin. Chob, Dalet, Shonin, Bein, Minyin, Rishin, La, Minyin, Sheini, was a 24-year span of time between the first Minyin and the second Minyin. Meikoyrish, Vachashveres, Vazayin, Shonim, Shel, Doryova, Sha'achem. So Memela now, he's the, so before he was after La'acha Dalet, and now he's La'acha Hei. Lefi shenase Mordechai sar bintayim, yorad mirshivusoi eitzel chachomim, and that is why he's now after five. So we see Godel Talmud Torah Yeser me'atzolos nefoshes. He was Isaac and Atzolos Nefoshes, but Godel Talmud Torah. There's a very interesting Taz and a Miluim. The Mechaber says in Simon Reishon and Aleph, Sif Yud Dalet, as follows. If a person has tzedakah money, and that was nisnadiv for Talmud Torah, is yecholim l'shanos afilu mitalmud Torah, you had money that was collected for Talmud Torah, l'tzorech shloishim pshitim lehegmein b'chol shana. It means this Hegman was some type of a goyish yisah. They had to give him 30 pshitim, whatever this amount was. Every year he had to get the shloishim pshitim. And so you can go and take money which was collected for Talmud Torah, you can take this money and give it to this goyish Hegman. Why? The fishu atzolus nefoshes, because this Hegman has to get his money. It's atzolus nefosh. She'im lo yispashu imoy. If you won't make a pshor with him, he won't be satisfied. Yesh kama aniyim she'ein lem litein. There are many aniyim who won't afford to give him how much they're mechuyif to give him. V'yakum v'yavshito marumim, and he'll beat them up. And it'll be a sakonas nefoshes. So memela, so you take money that was gathered for Talmud Torah, and you take that money and you give it to the Hegman. What'll be with the yeshiva? So we'll close the yeshiva. I mean, you needed the money for Talmud Torah because that's all this nefoshes. So the Taz brings down over here a kash of the Marshal. The Marshal says, the Gemara says in Megillah, G'dayla Talmud Torah Yaisim Yatzolos Nefoshes. So Memela, so you have money, so it's either the Yeshiva or Atzolos Nefoshes. The Gemara says it's G'dayla. That's the Marshal's kash. So the Taz says the Teretz as follows. The Ein Kan Kushe, the Vade Ein Lecha Dovo Oymed Bifnei Pikuach Nefesh. He says, if these people are in Sakonis Nefoshes, so there's no Shaila. So either Gemara says, G'doyle Talmud Torah Yosem Yatzolos Nefoshes. He says, in Anhoge, that Zichre Pikuach Nefesh overweighs any mitzvah. El Dahosam Oymer, the Yosem Yesh Schus, Lemi Shezoyche Lasek Betoyre, Vloibole Yode Yatzolos Nefoshes, Mimi shebole yodai atzolus nefoshes, vayidei kach tzorich levatel Talmud Torah, velasek batzolus nefesh. That means, if you have two people, one is Isaac and Talmud Torah, and another was put in his lap atzolus nefoshes. So memela, so we would think, no, it's dachmensh is dachmeredik, is matzol nefoshes. So the Gemara is telling us, no, this is a greater schus. The one who is sitting and learning has a greater schus than the one that is Isaac and Atzolos Nefoshes. Even though the one who's Isaac and Atzolos Nefoshes, he has to do what he's doing, about Kaponim, he doesn't have the same schus as the one who's Isaac the Torah. The Yalef lo mimod chai bilshon, shetchile You see, if the posik, that means he can't learn, but lemaise, his darga is not the same darga like before. That's how the Taz says Pshat. Now there's a miluyim, there's no miluyim, but it's my Shulchan Aruch, there's a miluyim on the side of the Omud that says a second teret on the Taz, on the Marshal's Kashe, which is Mamish Apeladika Teretz. The miluyim says as follows. He says, our Gemara is speaking about the Hatzola of Klal Yisrael. That was Nigeya Mordechai. This Gemara is speaking about the Hatzola of Yechidim. That's what Rechab is speaking about, that there'll be a Yechidim who will not be able to pay up their dues to the Hegemon, and they'll get killed. So he says, when it comes to Yechidim, so if you won't do anything, they're going to get killed. So that's Hatzola's Nefoshes. So there's zikhe that Tzolos Nefoshes is deiche Talmud Torah, deiche everything. He says, but our Gemara is speaking about that Tzola of Klal Yisrael. He says, that Tzola of Klal Yisrael, there's a haftoche, le'me'astim, le'ga'altim, le'chaloysam. Klal Yisrael is muftach that there won't be a kiloyin of Klal Yisrael. He brings a mechilte, the mechilte says, Hashem yilochim lochem va'atem tachrishum, So Amar Rameya, Hashem Yilochim Lochem Achsho V'kol Yemei Oilam Mikol Oiveichem Hashem Yilochim Lochem Ba'atam Tachishim Mekasher Atam Shoiskim Hashem Yilochim Lochem Kolshken Kasher Atam Mishapchim L'Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he says there's a besondere Havtoche that Klal Yisrael, the Moshim will take care of Klal Yisrael. And he says, Mordechai himself said this. Mordechai told Esther, Revach Vatzola, Yamed Leichudim Mokimache. We don't need you. The Moshim, Klal Yisrael is Muftar. So he says, so Memele, there was a Taina on Mordechai, he should be a Batuach Bashem. And not to be a Mishnah Lamelech Tachashverish, he should be in the base medrash. So there we're saying, that's Pshat in the Gemara, that Solus Nefoshis of Klal Yisrael, so there is Talmud Torah is greater than to be Isaac in that Solus Nefoshis of Klal Yisrael. Ad Kam L'Shoinim. I'd like to be Moisef one Nekuda, I think, what he's saying. Number one, there was two anhugis of Mordechai. Bishas, the Gzeri came out and Mordechai found out. So then the Hishtadlis of Mordechai, Mordechai was, Knaises called a Yehudim, I was Tshuva, Tzvile, Tzdokim, Arvir, Nasriya, Gzeri. Forget that is the Seder. A person who only learns Torah and is not Mekayim the Torah, so that I feel a Torah in life. That means that what Mordechai did then, that was what Ayid is supposed to do be'es tzore. Rashi in Shir HaShirim and the Posek, Har'eini es marayich. So Rashi says on that Posek, Lemi ata poine be'es tzore. That is the, if you want to know the mar of Ayid, who he turns to be'es tzore. Pakert, this a mitzvah, if there's a, there's a mitzvah, there'll be a mechomer, a tzar, a tzore, reshrem, v'arayosem, there's a mitzvah of tefillah, the be'es tzore. So that what Mordechai was oisik, bishas the tzore of Haman, in Leiche Knoises called a Yehudim, in the tzaymes, in the tefillahs, fakir, that's what you're supposed to do, there's no shayla whatsoever. No one had any tainus whatsoever on Mordechai for doing that. And he told Esther what to do. That was also said that she should go with Mesiras Nefesh. That'll be a tikkun on the Chet of Shul. There's no problem about that. The problem was Acher Amais, after Haman's hung and then the children are hung, the parsha of Haman is over. Now Achashverish made him the Mishter Lamelech. He's now this Inyan. Now the Gemara tells the Tzutzat Tzolos Nefoshes. Now, we're talking about Mirashi says Klo, that the Taina was of Ishanasa Mordechai Sar Bintayim. And Rashi says before also, Lefisha Bottom Divertev Nichnas Lesror. So the Sror is speaking about after the Mice of Haman. Now, where's the Atzolos Nefoshes? Tamasam is Efeshtain the Gemara. Where's the Atzolos Nefoshes? So Al Kolchoch, Pshat is, we had the Gemara Darshans Huachashveris. Who berishose mitchilosi vatzoyfe? He was the same Achashverish. He was a sign of Yisrael from the beginning to the end. So he's a keg of dynamite. I mean, that's Achashverish. You don't know what's going to happen the next minute. So Mordechai, as Mishnah LeMelech, used his influence to make sure that things go smooth. So Mordechai was mishtadel al piderech hateva. That's not Biderech HaTorah, that's Biderech HaTeva, that's Ishtadlonus, that he was Mishtadl to make sure that Achashverish shouldn't explode. There was a massive of Atzolus, was a potential Atzolus Nefoshes, that means, and he took care of it to Ishtadlus of Biderech HaTeva. And that Mitzvah Chachomim had a tiny team. You should have told, gone over to Achashverish, you really appreciate the position, but it's too difficult for you, you have to resign, you should go to the Beis Medrash, and you should have Betoch. There was a Taine, and that there was a Taine, that means he took care of this potential threat through his tadlones, and he should have taken care with betochen, hasel Hashem Yehovcha, and he should have sat and learned. That's l'chayra what the miluim is saying. He should have gone and learned. But the hishtadlus before, I mean, that less man the polik. No one had any tainus on Mordechai on that. The shaila was afterwards how he took care of this potential atzolus nefoshes. And here also in Shulchan Aruch we're speaking about a potential atzolus nefoshes. It's also, who knows what can happen. So we have to, so here we're taking care with Ishtadlonus Taka. We're taking the tzedakah money, the Talmud Torah money, we're giving it to the king. So that's what the Miluim says, that if it's Negeya, Pikuach Nefesh of a Yochid, so you have to do this. No shaila about it. There's no betochen. But, and the Atzolus Nefoshes of Klal Yisrael, then he should have learned better. That was the time to Anmodchai. It would seem, I think comes like Shat in the Gemara, that means, here it says, Pir Shimen Amitza Sanhedrin. It seems Reva the Sanhedrin, it was Loi Pirshu. Mitza, so it's a Mitza of the Sanhedrin that was Pirshu. Later, but in the Pasuk we find that he was demoted. I mean, that's less man the polig, and the posik he went a step down. So kapone veistachois, everyone agrees he did something wrong. The shaila was, is because of this wrong, you have to be pirshu mimeno. Pirshu mimeno was more than a cold shoulder. That means pirshu mimeno, there was pirshu mimeno, like it seems he had no shaychas at all with him. So that was a machloikis in the Sanhedrin. Now, if he did something wrong, should be pirshu mimenu. This Reif Sanhedrin, you don't have to go so far. But al koponim, that there was epis ayiride by Mordechai, that's less man the polik. Everyone holds that. That's godel Talmud Teire Yesem Yetzolus Nefoshes. That is no machloikis in that. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar, Rav Itaim Rav Shmur Bar Marso Godu Talmud Teire Yeser Mibinyin Beis Hamikdash Shekol Zman Sheboruch Ben Eriyo Kayim Vehenichoy Ezra Ve'olo. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi Shekol Zman Sheboruch Ben Eriyo Kayim Vehenichoy Ezra Ve'olo Sheyesh Lechol Etmoye Lomo loy olo ezra im zubovo zrubovo bimekirish adashona hashvies ludoyovish. It means 22 years before the Kirish had given permission to go to Eretz Yisrael to build the Beis Hamikdash. Where was Ezra? Then later, 22 years later, when the Yovish Aachen gave permission, then Ezra went up. Ad hashona hashvies ludoyovish Aachen lachashanivna habayis. By Shekosu Be'ezre, Vayovo, Yerushalayim, Bachidish Achmishi, Yishnas Ashviyis Lamelech. So, Memela, what happened till then? Be Medrish, O Yoloime, Teire, Mipi Boruch, Ben Neiria, Be Bobel, O Boruch, Leola, Mi Bobel, O Meishon, Besech, Hashonim, Alolu. Memela, so we see the priority of Ezre, for he has an opportunity to learn from his Rebbe, or to go and to build the Beis Hamikdash should be from the Mesaskim, he went to learn from the Rebbe. Ud amoron le'el boruch nisnabe b'shna shtayim l'doyovish b'bobol oyim misnabe. He never went up boruch. Shalech sforim l'Yerushalayim. They sent that sforim that the Olam should go up. But al koponim, he remained in bobol. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbe Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marso Godel Talmud Teire Yoiser Mikibud Ovei. Talmud Teire is greater than the mitzvah of Kibud Ovei. Shekol Oysan Shonim Sheye Yaakov Avinu Beveis Eivam Loi Nenash. When he was Beveis Eiva, he was in Nenash and Bittel Kibud Ovei. The Omar Ma Lama Nimnu Shnoisov Shal Yishmoel. Why did the Torah tell us how old Yishmael was when he died? What does Rashi say? Let us see the Rashi's. Yaakov, Loma, Torah, Yudalit, Shonim, Beis, Eivik, Shapir, Shmaoviv, Leleches Lecholon, Leinenash Aleim Al Kibud Aviv. He wasn't Nenash. Beshar Kol Hashonim, Shenishtah Bebeis Lovon, Ubaderech, but the other years he was Bebeis Lovon, Ubaderech, Nenash, Kidi Befer, Ishwaz. Lomanim no Shnois of Shal Yismoel, Malon Ulim Nois, Shnois Horishoy. Turyevan asks on Rashi, he wasn't a Rashi, Yismoel de Tshuve. Godel Bali Tshuve, so he doesn't, it says Vayigva. So he doesn't understand Rashi. He says the Kasha is because we don't find that there were minor Deshonim. At the beginning we find there were minor Deshonim, but after they started with the others, there were only minor Deshonim of the others. There were not minor Deshonim of anyone else, only the others. By some Shvatim there were minor, so there's a cheshbon why they were minor, but like this they weren't minor. So Memela, that's Pshat in the Kasha. Lama Nimnu Shnoisov Shal Yishmoel, he wasn't Bechlal Ha'ovis. It's Kedei Liyaches Bem Shnoisov Shal Yaakov. So we should be able to figure out historically the years of Yaakov when different things occurred, so we can figure this out from the years of Yishmoel. The Chsiv. Ve'ele shnei chaye Yishmoel, ma'ash shono, shloishim shono, v'sheva shono. That Yishmoel died when he was 137 years old. Kamo koshish Yishmoel mi Yitzchok, how much older was Yishmoel from Yitzchok? Arbeisor shni, he was 14 years old. Tachsiv Avram ben shmoinim shone, v'shei shonim, beledes hogor es Yishmoel li Avram. Rabbi Shas Avram had Yishmoel, he was 86 years old. Avram ben Ma'ashon bevolid lo es Yitzchok b'day. He was 100 years when Yitzchok was born. So it comes out that, so Yishmoel was 14 years older than Yitzchok. The Yitzchok ben Shishim Shone beledes Esav. So when Yitzchak gave birth to Yaakov and Esav, so Yitzchak was 60. Is Bar Kama Hava Yishmoel? So how old was Yishmoel? Kedesh Yalid Yaakov Bar Shivim Barbo. So he was 74 years old. Kama Paishin. So when Yaakov Avinu was born, he was 74. Kama Paishin Mishnei. How much is left over from 74? He died when he was 137. So how much is left over? How much did he leave afterwards, after Yaakov Avinu was born? Shita Ditla. So the 63 years left afterwards. So we know, now we know one thing. We know that when Yishmoel died, Yaakov Avinu was 63 years old. Bisanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Hoyo Yaakov Avinu Bishosh and Isborich Ma'oviv Ben Shishim Bisholishon. He was 63 when he got the Broche, Uboy Baperek Meis Yishmoel. And in that time, when he got the Broche, Yishmoel died. So we see now that he was 63 when Yishmoel died. That we figured out already. But that was when he got the broche from Yitzchak. Tachsiv, Vayar Esav kiborech, Vayelech Esav al Yishmoel. It says, then, Bishas the broche, Vayelech Esav al Yishmoel, Vayikach es Mochlas bash Yishmoel achayis nebois. So he married Mochlas. Mimashma shenemar bas Yishmoel, any idea she achayis nevois, what you have to tell her the whole year, the yichus. Melameid shekitsho Yishmoel, that the Yishmoel made the kedushin, umeis visiyo nevois achel. And her brother nevois married her off. So we see the Pishas, Yaakov Avinu got the broche, which was the same time that Esav went to marry Yishmoel's daughter. He was then 63 years old. Agav Uche, the Hemek Dover and Halchev Dover, says Pshat in this Maise, as follows, that the Rabbeinu Shalom intervened over here, that all of a sudden Esav decided to marry Ishmael's daughter. So he says, he brings a medrash, that Esav said, Yikrivu Yimei Evel Avi. He wanted to kill Yaakov already to take his revenge, but his father was in the way. So Yikrivu Yimei Evel Avi. But he didn't want to be Yaitse with the yearning. So he decided he's going to become a son-in-law by Yishmael. Become a son-in-law by Yishmael. Then he's going to convince Yishmael to kill Yitzchak. The Cheshbon, the Yerusha of Avraham really goes to him, not to Yitzchak, he's the Becher. And he was a tzayid bepiv, he was a mouthpiece, Esav. He knew how to speak. He convinced bigger people. So he's going to convince Yishmael to kill Yitzchak. Then he's going to kill righteously Yishmael Atzkoel Adam. He never killed my father. And then Fakert, so then all the money will belong to him. And that was the Mikrivu Yimei Evel Avi. And then he'll kill Yaakov. And that's going to be, and all problems will be solved. That were his intentions. Now, the Rebbeinu Shalom intervened, and Yishmael died. So when he became this, as a son-in-law, so he, before he was able to convince Yishmael to kill Yitzchak, Yishmael died. So Mamela Nebuch, he couldn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. But Al Kaponim, we see from this that Bishas Yaakov Avinu received the Brochem, he was 63 years old. Now, so let's go further. We see in the voice of Achel, Shitin Utlas, one second, we see in the voice of Achil. Shitin atlas v'arbeisa adam mishalad Yosef. We see in the psukim that 14 years later, Yosef was born. So memele hoshivin v'shiva. So 63 and 14 is 77. So Yosef was born theoretically when Yaakov Avinu was 77 years old. So how old was Yaakov then when it was Omdei Lifnei Parei? So he was 107, 30 years later. Shev the Sova, now we have another 7 years of this Shnasa Soiva, Betarti the Chafni, another 2 years of the hunger. So that means 107 plus 9. So it should be when Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, he should have been 116 years old. And it says, "Vayomer Pari el Yaakov, Kamo Yemei Shnei Chayecho." Yaakov Pari asked him, "How old are you?" Vayomer Yaakov, Agavuche. That's the Ramban says pshat. It's a very modern parsha there. I mean, if you have two Yidinists come together, one asks the other, how old are you? And they have a whole shmuz about it, memela. But here the Torah recorded that Pesazai Pari, he sees Yaakov Avinu, that's all this manik of the world has to see, how old are you? And he says, I'm not so old. It's a very modern conversation. So the Ramban says, pshat, because Yaakov Avinu from the Tzoris looked tremendous old. So he thought this was another Mishas Elach that he's looking at. Ramban says he never such an old person, he never such an old person in his life, so who knows how old he is. So looking at Yaakov, he thought, who knows how old he is. He said, no, he's not so old yet. Tzores and thus, the world didn't have such good years. So that's why he got so old. But Al Kaponim, so when he came to Parai, he said he was 130 years old. And Elchai was only 116 years old. May Veshitzer Avni was 116. So we are missing 14 unaccounted years. Alashma mino, Arbi Esri Shnin, Tahave Bebeis Eire, Eve, Lechoshiv Lu. There were 14 years which he was Bebeis Eve. And Memele, so now, so if we'll start counting, so Bebeis Eve came before Beis Lavon, so now we only, so now we, well, these are the 14 years, which were missing. Let us see the Bach's skills, Besanye, Hoyayakiv, Ovinu, Beveis, Eiver, Mutman, Umishamesh, Arbe Esreshone. Yaakov Avinu was Beveis Eiver, he was hiding there. He was hiding, number one, he's hiding from Esav. Umishamesh, and he was learning Arbe Esreshone. Laacher, Sheyorat, Acha sheyorat. Now we'll go back to the Gemara. Acha sheyorat Yaakov Avinu laram marai. So for, he was 14 years bebei sefer. Now after 14 years, he went to Aram le marai, shtei shonim, and he was there 2 years. Let's go back to the Bach base, mei sefer. Then, so that means that this Bereis is telling us that Eiver died when he was 79. When he was 2 years by Lavan, that's when Eiver died. Yotzo Misham, but when he first left Yeshivas Eiver, Uboloi Laram Narayim, Uboloi Laram Narayim. So, by the bear, that's 2 years before, 79. He was 79 when Eiver died. By the bear, he was 77. That's the 63 and 14. And how do you know that he wasn't punished for these 14 years? The Sanya. We learned in another Bereis, Nimtze Yosef Shepirish Me'oviv, Esrim Ushtayim Shone, Keshem Shepirish Yaakov Me'oviv. That means, it was an Einish Midik Neged Midah, that Yosef was Pirish 22 years, just like Yaakov was Pirish 22 years. The Yaakov, so what is Pshat in this Bereis? The Yaakov, well, Yaakov was not 22 years. The Yaakov, it was 22 plus 14. The Yaakov Tlosim Vishita Avinu was 36 years. Elo, Shma Mino, Arbeisel, Vahave, Bebeis Eva, Leichoshev Lo. That the 14 years he was Bebeis Eva, so that doesn't go into the Cheshbin. So if it doesn't go into the Cheshbin, so Mamela, so there's only 22 years that he wasn't Makayim Kibbutz. Freg de Gemore, Saif, wait, how do you have 22 years? The Beis Lavon Esrin Shnin Havir. Beis Lavon was 20 years, not 22 years. Was 14 plus 6. 14, he had all the Shvatim, then 6 years he worked for with the Tzai. Elo Mishum Dishtoi Be'uche Tartin Shnin. That when he left Beis Lavon till he came to Yitzhak, so it's the 2 year span. The Sanya Yotso Me'aram Narayim Ubole Lesukes for Oso Shom Shmoina Oso Chodesh. He was there 18 years. Shenema V'Yakev Noso Sukeiso Vayiven Loi Bayis L'Mekneyu Oso Sukeis Bebeisel Oso Shisha Chadoshim V'Hikrim Svochim. And afterwards he went to Yitzhak. Let us see Rashi. Lishyachis bem shnoisav shel Yaakov, hayedei minyan shnois Yishmoel, anulameidem be'eze perik mishnois Yaakov, ovru olav kol hakeires v'amaitzis oisoi. So then we can figure out when all these things happen. Mehem anulameidem sheshimish b'veis eva yudalet shon. Ketzah. Avram ben Pei Vav Shonek Shenoilad Yishmoel. So he was 86. Uch Shenoilad Yitzrok Oye ben Meir Shonek. Hare Oyu Le Yishmoel Yudalet Shonek. So there was, Yishmoel was 14 years old. Ben Yitzrok was born. Ve Yitzrok Odom Le Yaakov Shishim Shonek. And Yitzhak was 60 years old when he gave birth to Yaakov. Hare Le Yishmoel Ayin Dalet.
So Yishmael, Bashas Leidis Yaakov, was 74. Kamo Paishon, so how much is left over, Mishnoisov Shal Yishmael, Samach Gimel. So the 63 years left over from when Yaakov was born to when Yishmael died. Nimtza Shoye Yaakov, Shemesh Yishmael, Ben Samach Gimel Shon. He was 63 years old when Yishmael died. Vesanya Oyo Yaakov, Vesanya Nami Ochi. We learned another Baraisa. Shoye Yaakov, Shenizborech, Meyoviv, Ben Samach Gimel. Bishas the Broche was 63. Uboy beperik meish Yishmael. Shenemar vayelech Eisabel Yishmael. Milamei chekicho Yishmael ovio. Umeis, and then Yishmael died. Visio nevoyis ochiyom. Arbe esrei shono yeyakev bebeislom. It's not the Gemara started cheshbening. The years of Yaakov, with the 14 years he was with Beis Loven, Adish Yalid Yosef, Tersiv Avaticho Arbe Esrei Shone B'Shtei B'nei Sair, Shenoyled Yosef, Sholmu Shnei Avdus Abonis, that the 14 years ended with Leidish Yosef, Shenem Avika Sheyol, Deroch Lesh Yosef, so then Yaakov came over to Loven, it's time to leave. Then he started working, he paid up his 14 years of schiris. Then he was working for 6 years for the tzayt. Arei ben ayin zayin hoye Yaakov shenoled Yosef. So if Yosef was born 14 years after he was the Beis Loven, and if he went to Beis Loven he was 63, so he should be 77. Ursiv v'yosef ben shloishim shone ba'omdoi lifnei paroi, nimtza Yaakov ben meyer v'sheva shonim shoyu yosef ben shloishim shone. She should have then been 107 years. V'nishta Yaakov leishe be'eretz Kanaan shlo yod l'mitzrayim. And then he stayed in Eretz Kanaan. He didn't go down right away to Mitzrayim. Shiva the Sova, so now we have another 9 years. Shiva the Sova trained the Chafne, the Sip, Kizesh, the Simer of Bekerabores. Are Ben Kuf Yud Bob, so that's 107 and 9, is 116. Oye Yaakov Shiodla Mitzrayim. A Krotziv Shloishim Omeyashonem. Shiva the Sova trained the Chafne. There were 7 years of the Soiva and 2 years of the hunger. The Siv, Kizesh, Nosayim, Orov, Bekerev, Horez. Harei, Ben, Kuf, Yud, Vov, Oye, Yaakov, Shalom, Mitzrayim. She was 116 when he went to Mitzrayim. Akrog, Siv, Shloishim, Miyashon, and the Pasuk says he was 130. Nimso. Ishenosami, Beis, Ovivachabola, Beis, Lovon. Arba Esel, so another 14 years. Voisan Ashonim, Oyo Bebeis Eivam. Lechoshev Legosina Nocher Ad Lekamon. Eivam Eis, Laach Eiridosoi, Shol Yaakov, Laram Narai. So now the Gemara is making a cheshbin, the Bryce is making a cheshbin, that Eivam died when after Yaakov Avinu was 2 years bebeis, he was 2 years bebeis lover. Ubol bebeis lover, v'omad shom shtei shonim, tzei v'chashoiv shnoisov shel Eivam. If you'll figure out the years of Eivam, this is another way to figure out how old Yaakov Avinu was when Eva died. He was 79. You could figure this out from when Eva was born, and then you could figure out how old he was when Avram was born, and then we have the whole cheshbon. V'nimtza shemeis shehoyo Yaakov. If you figure out from the Shnois Eva, the Nimtza Shemesh Yaakov ben Shivim v'teisha shonim, that he was 79 years old when he died. V'hainu shtei shonim Mishabo lebeis lovon, shetachshev yudalit shona sheshimesh bebeis heber. So it's 2 years he was bebeis lovon. Yotzo Yaakov mi beis eiver shtei shonim lifnei mi sose shal eiver imtsuk sh'oma ochi gasine mi nolon d'loi i'anish olai. How do I know that he wasn't punished for these 14 years? The sign he will learn to another baraisa nimtsa yoise shepirish ma'oviv sh'lodro'o esrim shtayim shonim keder shepirish Yaakov mi beis oviv. So the same amount of years. Shalai kibdoi nisabaloi shayisif chav beishon. Ketza. Yayisif ben shva esre shona hoyo shepirish ma'ovi. He was 17 years old when he left his father. Shemolach al mitzrayim hoyo ben shloishim shon. He was 30 years. So there was 13 years about. Shnem of Yayisif ben shloishim shona ba'om delif neparei. Harei Yud Gimel. So the Val 13 years passed. Vishiva de Sovo, Utrain de Chafnin, another 9 years that passed by till Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim. Harei Esre Mishtaim Shone. So there's 22 years in Niskasa Yosef Moviv. Vi Yaakov Omad Esre Mishone Bebe Slovon. So you tell me, so how do we have a cheshbon? Why was he nenesh 22 years? Why only 22 years? Oh, shmami no yudalad bebeis eiver lechoshev lo. Lo yianish alayu. So Gemara says, yehochi ibitziru lo v'enkan el esrim debeis lovon. So there's only 20. So how do you have 22? Ishtai beishani b'uche. So when he left Beis Lovon to go to Yitzhak, so there was 2 years passed. The Bishuvei Maram Naraim Lovi leYitzhakoviv. Vayivin loy bayis limois achayrev. So there was one winter season there. Also Sukkais Beis Pomim. He made, it says there, bayis aloshin yochid and Sukkais aloshin rabim. Shnei yimois achayitz. Arei yutches. And then, so that's how we have the cheshbon of 22 years. Hodron aloch migilo nikreis. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hakoirei asa migilo lemafreya lo yotzo. Here, lemafreya means that even if he learned one capital. He learned, let's see, the first capital, then he learned first the second and then the first. He's also not Yoitza. But Krishna, it's not like that. If he learns the one parasha before the other parasha, as long as the parasha alone is Kaseida. But here, Akeres HaMegila LaMafreya Lo Yotza. It has to be Mamish Kaseida. Koro Alpe. What's if Koro Alpe? So here it's also lo yotza. The Turi Evin makes a diuk in the Loshon HaMishneh. Here it says, Hakoyre es HaMegile LeMafreya. Here it should say, Hakoyre Alpe. Here it says, Kor O Alpe. He learned the Megile Alpe. So he says, because there's a big difference between the Psul LeMafreya and the Psul Alpe. The Psul Alpe, if he learns a few words balpeh, he's yotze till half. He can learn balpeh. If he learns more than half, then he's not yotze. So kol oh is going on the Megillah. If he learns the whole Megillah alpeh, or leiv of the Megillah alpeh, rubei kikuloi kol oh alpeh lo yotze. But you can't say hakoyre alpeh lo yotze because lemaisa koyr alpei ayoyts. If it wasn't still half of the Megillah, you yoytze. So kol oh, if he learned the Megillah, ube kekule alpei lo yotze. Hakoyreya sa Megillah lemafreya. That means that actually he learned one word lemafreya. Not kol oh lemafreya. If one word he learned lemafreya is also lo yotze. Kol atargum bechol loshein lo yotze. Chapton, Lechere, why did he say, Lefiemis, that's what Lopshat in the Mishnah is speaking about, that he leaned the Megillah, not understanding the Targum, not understanding the Loshin. It's Lo Yotzas, he's not Yotze. Why is the Mishnah Mefaret Targum? So the Ran says, because Targum is a very choshevah sprach, see the Torah was written, Yigar Sadusa, so the Torah was marshev lishne de Targum, so I would think maybe Targum is more korev l'loshen ha-kodesh. Now for Pekin, you're not yoytze. So it's telling us, it would say kol loshen, I wouldn't know Targum. So he says, Koro Targum, and b'chol loshen lo yotze. And b'emesin, it comes out, it's su bein tzorch lo mezukta. That's what the Yevon is ma'irim. Avol koirin oiso le lo yazois belaz. But one is permitted, so l'chore, this is astira minei yabei. But just we said, b'chol loshen, you're not yotze. Avol koirin oiso le lo yazois belaz. So here it's speaking about, as we mentioned before, they didn't understand the koloshin. So then the din is that you're not yoytze. It's different than loshin hakodesh. Loshin hakodesh, well, you don't understand you are yoytze. But by shalosh oinish only yoytze if they understand it. So that's the two dinim. That korah b'choloshin lo yoytze if you don't understand it. Avol koyren oisa le lo yazois belaz. But you can lame for loyezois belaz if they do understand it. Now it tells us another thing, that even though we said before that if he doesn't understand koloshin loyotza, but if he doesn't understand loshin akoidish, he is yotza. That's what loyezshama ashuris yotza. No, he doesn't understand it. In yotza does not mean b'di'evet, it means afilu lechatchila. That means a person can listen to the Megillah, even though he doesn't understand loshin akoidish, he's yotza. Loyezshama ashuris yotza. Kara seirugim. What happened if he learned the Megillah? Seirugim means that he leaned a little bit, and then he stopped, and then he leaned again. Umisnamnem, or he was partially awake, partially sleeping, is yotza, he's yotza. Hoya koisva, three cases. Either he was copying a Megillah from another Megillah, which was in front of him. So he had a Megillah, a kosher Megillah in front of him. Or Dersha, he had a kosher gil in front of him, and he sang a drosha. Or Umegiya, or he's Megiya the Megillah, he's a kosher Megillah, and he's being Megiya the Megillah. And by all these three cases, he's Matika Megillah, Darshaning, he's Kaira also. Im Kiven Liba Yotza, Im Lav La Yotza. See, if it was Mechavim to be Yotza, he's Yotza. Im Lav La Yotza. The Torah wants to say a chiddush that even though by all mitzvahs in the shaila mitzvah sriches kavone, by here everyone holds mitzvah sriches kavone. That's what he wants to say. That's why in here everyone holds you need kivim libe. Hoyso ksuba besamo besikra vekumis vekankantum. That means these are different types of ink which is possible for the Megillah. Or al neyov al diftere. This is not klav lo yotze. I should take suve, ashuris, ala sefer, ubidyoy. It has to be written, suve, ashuris, ala sefer, ubidyoy. Akoire le loyazois, ko shaine loshen akoidish, nikro las. Le kamen porich, va amrit kore becholoshen loyotza. Agavuche, that what it says, it says Hakoyre leloyazois. They are yoytze if they understand the laws. There's a machlokes harishonim. The Ran of note. There's a machlokes in the Ran and the Ramban. Is it speaking? The Ramban says that this whole halacha that Hakoyre leloyazois is yotze is speaking about that he does not understand loshen hakodesh. since he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, so Memele, so in by reading it for him in Laz, there'll be a Pesum in this, he'll understand what happened in the Megillah. So then he's Yotze. But if a person does understand Lashon HaKodesh, so the Ramban holds he's not Yotze Belaz. And it's Chaylik, the Ramban wants to say that it's speaking about Bechol Oifen, wants to say it's Rashi Shita also, as long as he understands Laz, even though he understands Lashon HaKodesh also, he's Yotze. Seirugin, Begmorim, Meforish, Koyre Ma'at, Opoisik, Koyre Ma'at, Vachayzer Opoisik, Hoya Koisva Oy Dersho. Umitoich Kach Koyre, while doing this, he's being Koyre also. Is him Kimen Liboy, Yotze. Tiftere, Unayor, Meforish, Begmorim, Ala Seifer, Klav. Zakta Gemara, Meno Hani Mili, how do we know that Lamafreya you're not Yotze? Omar Rove, to Omar Kro, Kichsovom, Pechizmano. Lasse Shishimea Purim Ha'elo, Kichsovom, Pechizmano. That's what it says in the Posik. So we make a Hekish, Mazmanom Lamafreya Loi. Just like this man is not shayich to be lemafreya, af ksovom lemafreya loy. So the kriyas aksav also should not be lemafreya. Let's see what Rashi says. Menani milid lemafreya loy yotza. Mazmanom lemafreya loy. Just like this man is impossible to be lemafreya, the av shishiyet as vav koydim liyudalit. It's impossible that this man should be lemafreya. So memele, the kriya also can't be lemafreya. So Gemara asks, that's av ksav lemafreya. So the Gemara says, midi kriya. Ksiva hoche, is it speaking about the kriya? Lasais shimeya purim meila, it's speaking about the simchas purim, kichsovom v'chizmanom. Not speaking about the mitzvah of mikra megillah, but speaking about the asiyah. Hoche asiyah ksiva, dechsiv liyas oisim mishnei yomim ha'ela kichsovom v'chizmanom. So bechlal, we don't have a droshe on the kriya. Ela mehoche. Agavuche, the Turiyevne asks Akash, according to Rove, that Rove made this droshe, so lochere kirsovom, he was learning it's going on the kriya mitoich aksav, that the kriya has to be like the zman. Just like the zman is not shaykh lemafreya, so the kriya mitoich aksav also should not be lemafreya. But yes, kirsavam is also going on the etzem ksiva. I mean, if you learn before the Gemara's kash, it's going on the etzem ksiva also. So when you say that the ksivas hamegilah has to be kesidron, he says, afilu sefer Torah, there's only tefillin and mezuzos have to be, behoy, you have to be kesidron. Tachon Sfasemet says, Einachlam, according to Rav, according to this drosh, it was like that. They fell off from this drosh. But Akbarim, that's the Turiyevan's kash. Ela mehoche, dechsi vayomim ha'ele niskorim v'nasim. That we're makish the zechire, which is the kriye, to the asiye. Ishke zechire l'asiye. Ma asiye l'ma freya loy. Just like the asiye has to be, cannot be l'ma freya. Is af sechire lemafreya loy. The Rivov says, ma'asiyah lemafreya loy, she efsher she tesvov koydim liyudalit. You can't make an asiyah lemafreya, the asiyah of tesvov cannot be before yudalit. So we're makish the niskorim to the nasim. Yeah, zogt gemore weiter, tonne, vechein, behalo, vechein, bekriyishma, ubetfilim. that this din, that lemafreya, one is not yoytze, so this halach applies by halal, kishme, and shmeinese. Halal minola, rabba omar dersiv, mi mizrach shemesh, adme voyoy, mhulo shem Hashem. So the hilul of the Rabbeinu Shloilom should be like the Zriche and the Shkia. Just like the Zriche and the Shkia, the Zriche comes before the Shkia, so also the Hillel also should be that everything should be in its place. What does Rashi say? Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy. Kishem Sheshkia Uzriche Sachama Lo Yeyofeichu. That means that there's a Seder Zriche before Shkia. Kach Mehulo Shem Hashem. So the Hillel also should be not Lamafreya. That's the first Rashi. Rav Yosef Oima Ze Hayoim Osa Hashem Nagilo Venismachabot Ze Hayoim Kiseder Hayoim She'enoi Mishtane Bishoisov Lehepach. Just like the Yoim is the Nagila Kain Kach is the Bishoisov Lehepach Kach Lamafreya Loi. So the Nagila Venismachot through the Hillel also should be like the Ze Hayoim, which doesn't go backwards, which goes Keseda. Rab Ivya Omar Yishem Hashem Mevoirach. Yishem Hashem Mevoirach Kehav Yosoi Yehilul Hashem Ubechosoi Kisidra. He is a Loshan Havai, just like the Havai is Hadovo. It should be the way the Havai is Hadovo. That should be the Hillel. The way it was made, that's how the Hillel should be. It should not be laying differently. Yehi Shem Hashem Mevoyach. Kav Yosei Hillel Hashem Ubelchosei. What means Kav Yosei? Kisudah, the way it was made, the way it was Mesudah. That is the Limudim that Hallel has to be Keseda. Rav Acha Bayakev Oma Mehocha Me'ato V'ad Oilom. Kelt from the Natka, it should be Me'at V'Adilim, which means Keseida. Means Keseida. Me'at V'Adilim. Krishma, how do we know that Krishma should be Keseida? The Sanya. Krishma Kirsova. Divrei Rebbe. Chomim Oimrim. Kirsova Beloshna Kodesh. Chomim Oimrim Becholosh. My time with the Rebbe. Omakro. Ohoyu. Have Yosin Yehu, that the words should be said the way they're written, Loshen HaKodesh. Verabon on my time, Omar Kro, Shema, Bechol Loshen, Sha'at HaShemeya. Verabbi Nami Yoksiv Shema, so what do you do with the Shema? Ohumi Boilei, Hashma Lo Oznecho, Ma Sha'at HaMoitzi Mipicha, that you have to hear the words you're saying. Verabon on Sovri, Keman, Da Omar Kri, Shema, V'lo Yishmin Lo Oznoi, Lo Yotza. Yotza, Yoytza, so they don't use the Shema for this. So they use the Shema, that is Nema B'choloshe. Verabona Nami Yoksiv Vohoyu, what do they do with the Hoyu? Omi Boile, Shlo Yikro Lemafreya. That Vohoyu means it should be said the way it was written, not Lemafreya. Say B'choloshe, but it shouldn't be Lemafreya. Verabbi Shlo Yikro Lemafreya Minole, Midvorim hadvorim, so hadvorim is the way these dvorim were written, they shouldn't be changed. Rabbonim dvorim hadvorim, loy mashmalu, they don't darshan dvorim hadvorim, so memele, so therefore they need the vahoya. So, Rashi, kirsova beloshen hakodesh, veloy beloshen achas. Vahoyu hadvorim eile, bahav yosom, beloshen hakodesh, shlo yikra lamafreye, Al Makrishma la Mafreya loy Machialef Tana de Lel Taimen. Becholoshin Nemra, the Kreisa Becholoshin, the Kachitzach Makrishma, Vahoyu. Itzach Vahoyu, loy Taimishma Becholoshin Shat Hashemeh Kerbon. This goes on further. Let us just see Taisvis Akeres and Megillah. Rabbonin Omra Omar Kro Shema. Nira, we have here a machloikus. We just had a machloikus between Rabbi and the Chachamim. So Taisu says Nira da Loche ke Chachamim.
it's named B'choloshim, the Yochid V'ram Alochi Karab. Boy, the Kama V'rabon and Savri, Keman Lom HaKeri Shema V'Leshmi L'Oz L'Yotza. They use the Shema, B'choloshim Shat HaShmei. V'Kshem the Broch is Maskini Ketane Kamed Rab Yoisi D'Oma Kein Hosom, that you don't have to be Mashmi L'Oz 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 L'O